Today's episode, community leader W.A. Chalfant. W.A. Chalfant, or Willie as most people called him, was a pioneer California newspaper man who chronicled a history of this land along El Camino Sierra. More than that, though, Bill was a pillar of his community, always leading the cause of righteous injustice through his mastery as scribe. In 1868, Willie came into the world at the great silver town of Virginia City, Nevada, where his father, Pleasant Chalfant, worked for the famed Territorial Enterprise. 2 years later, his parents forsook the silver diggings of the Comstock and moved to the fledgling community of Independence, the county seat of Inyo County, where Willie's father started Inyo County's first newspaper, the Inyo Independent. Willie became enamored with the newspaper business while helping in his father's print shop. By the time he was 8, he was putting out a publication titled The Juvenile Weekly on a small press his father had given to him, and by the time he was 13, he had started his second publication, the Owens Valley Newsletter. A few years later, Willie's father moved to Bishop, where he started the Inyo Register newspaper. By the time Willie turned 18, his father had turned over the editor chair to his youthful son, who served the paper and his community dutifully for the next 55 years. Willie's life was full of action, of editorial battles fought and won, of civic leadership that is typical of a man who knows well whereof he speaks and writes. He figured prominently in the development of Bishop and the entire Inyo Mono region of California. He fought tirelessly for the rights of people of Inyo in their fight with the city of Los Angeles over the valley water supply. Chalfant was concerned about preservation of Inyo County's early history and became the self-appointed chronicler of the county's robust pioneer years, interviewing those who had been part of its turbulent history and reading over every document and record he could find. Chalfant's research was the basis of thousands of stories and columns he would write over his lifetime. Yes, indeed, we owe much to Willie Chalfant here in the Eastern Sierra. His clarity of purpose and focus on principle helped light the guiding path towards a peaceful and fruitful essence here along El Camino Sierra.